Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the wait is finally over, so turn up your radios, silence your children, and most importantly, hold on to your butts, because it's time for your 2020 Cleveland Browns schedule game!
And we start off, Anthony Lima, on a Sunday afternoon, September 13th. The Cleveland Browns at M&T Bank Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens, 1 p.m. on CBS. Tone.
Well, Kenny, I feel good. I told you I feel good right out of the gates. I think Stefanski will learn from some of the mistakes of those like Cliff Kingsbury last year, where he said he had a totally new system devised for the opener. I don't think the Browns have to worry about that. I think they're going to go back to the basics. They're going to run the football, which Nick Chubb did all over them last year, play action fake, and they'll get off to a much better start than I think the critics believe.
I love that Anthony Lima says it because it legitimizes what I'm about to say. On that Sunday afternoon, your Cleveland Browns, they head out to Baltimore. Baker Mayfield plays like the Baker of old, in the jerseys of old, the original jerseys they should have played in, even though they'll be probably in the home, they'll probably be in the home Browns because it might be a hot day in Baltimore, and it's an upset. Yes, an upset more shocking than your wife catching you in a three-way with your very own brother like Earl Thomas. The Cleveland Browns go to Baltimore and beat the Ravens in week one. Then it's a quick turnaround.
She won't be able to get through the front gates because they have metal detectors, Ken. You're going to be in good shape.
She can't even get the gun in the stadium. Coming up in week two, September 17th, a Thursday night, the Cincinnati Bengals, 8:20 p.m. They come to First Energy Stadium, a game on NFL Network. Tone.
And the Buckeye fans in attendance are going to be chanting for Burrow, and he's going to say, no, I went to LSU. LSU, not Ohio State. Yeah. Oh, that'll be a big death blow for those fans.
He better say he went to LSU, because if he doesn't say that he went to LSU, he's a bigger pander bear than even I could be.
Yes.
Joe Burrow comes to Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, beat the Cincinnati Bengals because they're a better football team than the Cincinnati Bengals. However, Burrow looks good in the loss. Burrow throws for 350 against the paltry Browns defense. Myles Garrett does have two sacks, but the Cleveland Browns end up winning because Joe Burrow throws three interceptions in the red zone. And your
looks
Cleveland
like a
Browns win
looks
35 to 28. As we head back home, we get a nice little layoff, and then we're back at home on September 27th. The Washington Redskins, 1 p.m. on Fox. Anthony.
You worried at all about Chase Young to start out that game playing in Brown Stadium? I'm not, Kenny. I think they handle him. I think they do a fine job with that offensive line.
Absolutely not. I am not worried about Chase Young. I am not worried because he's a former Buckeye, and while he's going to be good, the Cleveland Browns find a way to win against the Washington Redskins. Why? Because Dwayne Haskins is their quarterback. And according to what some people say over there in their media, he doesn't even want to look at the playbook. Hell, they say he can't even read or write. He can tell the scoreboard. The Cleveland Browns win another one. They're 3-0 to start the season. And then a pivotal matchup. Week 4, to end the first month of the 2020 NFL season. October 4th, Dallas Cowboys on the schedule at AT&T Stadium. A 1 p.m. Eastern start. High noon in Arlington, Texas on Fox, Anthony Lima.
And somehow, someway, the only storyline in that game for ESPN, every show will be, can Dak Prescott get his contract ironed out? Are they ever going to work out his contract? Because they don't break down the games. They break down nothing but the contract of Dak Prescott 24/7 on ESPN.
Folks, your Cleveland Browns go to 4-0.
Whoa.
You know why they go to 4-0?
Whoa.
For what Anthony just said. Because Dak Prescott won't be playing for the Dallas Cowboys. Because he's going to be holding out, baby. It's a holdout. You don't have to worry about Dak Prescott. You do have to worry about Zeke Elliott because, you know, he's really good. But the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys will be Andy Dalton. And all the ghosts of Cleveland Browns past, even though he does have a winning record against the Browns, but I don't even want to talk about that. Myles Garrett back in his hometown area. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five,
why
not six, seven sacks for Myles Garrett. It is a Derek Thomas, rest his soul,
like effort
type of day for Myles Garrett in front of the crowd. And we go in on Monday morning talking about $25 million a year for the Browns pass rusher. And the Browns start out at 4-0. And then...
you know what that means, Kenny. Oh, yeah.
2019, a tough season for the Cleveland Browns. All the accolades. It ended up with a falling flat on their face. 6-10. And a new head coach and a new general manager. But the talk of the league. They've started out at 4-0. In their way, the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, and the old hand, Philip Rivers. They've been better than what people expect. The 4-0 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 4-0 Cleveland Browns. And it's coming up next on CBS.
Jim, I could tell you as somebody that makes pretty solid predictions, I could tell you that the Browns, I know what their first 15 plays are going to look like because, well, I'm Tony Romo. And Jim, listen, I can also tell you, in line with making predictions, I can tell you we're getting closer to 2020. That means I can tell you what COVID-20 is going to look like. And I can tell you it's not as scary as COVID-19. Jim, this is going to be fun. This could be a lot of fun. I think the Browns can beat the Colts. I'm not afraid of Philip Rivers and the Colts in that game. Jim, this could be great.
Well, Anthony, I have to tell you, this is the Browns' first loss of the season.
No!
And you know why? Because there's a special guest in attendance as they show over and Jim Nantz says, First Energy Stadium, a sight unlike any other in Cleveland Browns past, but they haven't hosted a playoff game since 1993. The old ghosts are starting to rise as they're 4-0, but an old friend is here. They show the box of the Indianapolis Colts, and John Dorsey is sitting next to the general manager, Chris Ballard.
Oh, no.
He's giving away state secrets. He's giving away state secrets. The Browns are 4-1 to start the year. And then your Cleveland Browns go to Pittsburgh on October 18th at 1 p.m., a CBS game, and they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which,
I'm sure all
those Pittsburgh fans that are hopefully in attendance, and I do mean hopefully in attendance, won't say anything horrible about Myles Garrett for that football game.
And you know what? I think the Browns fans will go to Pittsburgh, whether or not they let fans in or out. They'll be wearing the Pittsburgh Started at shirts, but this time, Myles Garrett takes his own helmet off following the final play and says, we'll take the victory, ladies and gentlemen. Big Ben, how many times does he go down? Does he even make it out of the locker room with all that extra weight he's carrying thanks to what Jay Glazer said over the last week?
It's a game that I watch on mute and I turn on the Nixon tapes in the background in honor and support of Myles Garrett, the Cleveland Browns, win this football game. They go to 5-1, and then they head back to the Queen City. 1 p.m. CBS on October 25th, my buddy Eric's birthday, as if that matters to you, Anthony Lima.
Oh, this is a season sweep, ladies and gentlemen, Cincinnati. The one thing that evaded them last year, they could not pull off two wins against the Bengals. By then, A.J. Green will have been asking for a trade and will have been granted a trade. Chuck it up. It's a dub.
I really got nothing more to say about a franchise that has nothing. I really don't want to rip the Bengals too much, but I think the Browns end up getting a win. They go to 6-1 as they head back home against the Las Vegas Raiders. 1 p.m. on Fox, and everybody looks at Mark Davis, and they look at him, and they say, oh, gosh, you dress like a giant infant. And he stands there on the sideline dressed as if he's a giant infant because he looks like one, and he still has that haircut, and they've been able to get their haircuts in Las Vegas for a long time by the time that football game comes around. And John Gruden, Anthony, welcomes back Antonio Brown, and he plays against the Cleveland Browns, and they lose to the Cleveland Browns because Antonio Brown probably runs the wrong way on purpose. Your Browns are 7-1 going in.
By the way, big storyline into that game, just days before, thanks to all the primetime games the Raiders were somehow granted this year, Mike Mayock has been swapped out for Daniel Jeremiah as the new GM of the Raiders.
We go after the bye week, week 10, November 15th. The Houston Texans, a 1 p.m. start on Fox. Anthony Lima, go!
That critical mistake, Bill O'Brien, thanks to the rough start to begin the year, got a little antsy, and after trading DeAndre Hopkins, he said, oh, Deshaun Watson is struggling. Get out of here. And he's mixing and matching in Houston. That's why you don't let the guy coach the team and give the team the players. You can't do both.
He walks around Houston. He says, give me Kenny Stabler. He says, they can. He died years ago. But either way, I think that J.J. Watt, Anthony, has 3 sacks. He raises $1 million for a worthwhile charity.
Thank you.
He forces a fumble. He rescues a possum from the 500 level. And the Houston Texans, after a bye, come into Cleveland and shock the Browns, bringing them back to reality. Your Browns lose. They're 7-2. We go to week 11 with the Philadelphia Eagles in town. 1 p.m. on Fox Tone.
But no Carson Wentz, the major storyline of the NFL. The Eagles, they shunned him in the NFL draft, and they shut him again by moving to his backup, Kenny. Who saw it coming?
Boy, you know things are bad when two guys both think the exact same thing. Jalen Hurts starts as Carson Wentz watches from the sidelines in a rascal. And the Cleveland Browns get back to their winning ways. They're 8-2 after a 35-3 shellacking where Denzel Ward and Grant Delpit have pick sixes of Jalen Hurts.
Not to mention, gave Carson Wentz his 8th concussion of his career.
Just by watching on the sideline. He got a concussion just by watching.
Yes, whiplash.
Week 12, November 29th, a game that was supposed to be or rumored to be in London. We go to Jacksonville, the giant pool party, 1 p.m. on CBS. Anthony.
Oh, I got to feel good about this game. Doug Marrone coaching for his life. It doesn't go well. The Jacksonville Jaguars, realized they couldn't bring up the owner's yacht all the way up to Cleveland. It just was not in the cards. Wasn't going to happen. I feel good about this one, and the cons have to go home thinking about, we were tanking. We were trying to lose every game, and it's exactly what we wanted.
If you've watched any professional wrestling over the last year, you know that the Jacksonville Jaguars' owner's son is Tony Khan, and he also owns All Elite Wrestling. Doug Marrone, by this time on a tanking team, has long been fired. In fact, he quits mid-season, just like he did on the Buffalo Bills. And because Tony Khan's crazy and wants to draw a crowd, Arn Anderson, double A, just
the
like he
enforcer.
Was doing for Cody Rhodes. He makes a mockery of the NFL, and he becomes the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he knows about wrestling, but he don't know football. The Cleveland Browns trounce the Jacksonville Jaguars as we head to Tennessee in a December 6th matchup at 1 p.m. on CBS Tone.
Oh, they're ready for Derrick Henry. They've been waiting. They've been licking their chops for an entire year, Kenny. They're not going to lose to the Titans the way they did last year. And I think the Titans, will be the team that everybody says disappointment of 2020.
I got to disagree. Derrick Henry versus Nick Chubb both go over 100 yards. But every time I doubt Mike Vrabel, he really, truly embarrasses me. Ooh. I go with the Tennessee Titans. They hand the Browns their 3rd loss of the season as we head back to Cleveland and a Monday night matchup against the Baltimore Ravens at 8:15 on ESPN Tone.
Well, the Ravens going to be looking for revenge, Kenny. I had the Ravens losing the opener to the Browns. They're looking for revenge. These two teams, I think, could be the future of this division for the next 7 years. I think the Ravens get them. I think they upend them in this game to get their revenge on the Browns.
In my world, it's a pivotal AFC North matchup for supremacy and home field advantage. In real life, will you still care. It's December 14th, after all. I think I agree with you. You can't beat Baltimore twice. The Browns get their fourth loss, and people are starting to question as they go into the month of December. And then you have the back-to-back, a belly-to-belly. This first one against the New York Giants, Anthony OBJ. Freddie, gentlemen, it is Thick Bowl 1 at MetLife Stadium and a 1 p.m. start time on CBS.
You know, the whole week has been about OBJ and his antics, but it's Jarvis Landry showing he's ready to perform under the lights, or, you know, could be dark by the end of the game. At the Meadowlands, whatever they're calling it now, it's a victory, and the question will be, do the Browns just chill out and stay in New York just to cause some storylines and everybody to go crazy for the next week? Do they not even come home? And do they practice out there in Rutherford?
That is one of the big questions, folks. This is a game they simply can't afford to lose. This is a game that figures out who's the best one in this trade, who won this trade. The Browns go out, they grit, and they end up winning against the New York Giants. They get another win. Then they take on the Jets, and there's been storylines all week, Anthony. OBJ, he didn't want to go back to Berea. He wanted to stay in New York, and we spend the whole week ripping on OBJ, and everybody on Twitter and the phones start to call and cuss us out. On December 26th or 27th, the time to be determined, the Browns take on the Jets at MetLife Tone.
Oh, it's another victory, Kenny. Sam Darnold versus Baker. Baker took it personally. People like Anthony Lima saying that Darnold had the better year in year two. But year three is a different story, and there's no way Baker lets Darnold get the best of him. No way, no how.
Back to back, and it's all for naught, as finally it's Baker versus Darnold. It's Stefanski versus Shawn Michaels' eyes, Adam Gase. And the Browns get themselves another win, headed back to Cleveland for the season finale. January 3rd, the Pittsburgh Steelers in town, 1 p.m. on CBS Tone.
Calling it right now, the shoe's on the other foot. That was then, this is now. It's Mike Tomlin that doesn't make it home on the Jets.
Whoa!
He's out on his ass.
The home Pittsburgh finale. We don't have to worry about our guy getting fired. Mike Tomlin's got to worry about his job. Big Ben is still stuffed from Christmas dinner and that New Year's Eve brunch. The Cleveland Browns get a win, and they finish 12-4 on the season. And that is the Cleveland Browns schedule game. You had them at 13-3.
Yeah.
You're more positive than me. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live of the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.